Hello, friends, and welcome once again to Legal Biz Cafe. I am your host, attorney Sean B. Arnold, and you know, I am excited to be with you here tonight because I have something very important that I want to talk to you about. Tonight, we are going to beat the burnout. We're going to talk about it, we're going to deal with it, and we are going to come up with some strategies for avoiding it altogether if you can, and dealing with it and soothing yourself, doing what you have to do to get yourself back on track if you are dealing with that situation. But before we go there, I want to do just a little bit of housekeeping so that we're all on the same page about what we're doing here on Legal Biz Cafe. I have been a business consultant for 30 years, and I've been a business attorney for 20 of those 30 years. And in dealing with my clients, I find that they get stuck for reasons that have absolutely nothing to do with their business. And so I find myself dealing with the mindset issues all the time. Even as I'm practicing law, or even as I am business consulting, I'm dealing with people's mindsets. So that's what we're dealing with here on Legal Biz Cafe, your mindset. And we are going to come up with some hardcore strategies to help you with burnout. You know, what it really is long-term exhaustion. You've worked yourself mentally and sometimes physically into a corner, and everything seems to go dim from there. Your zest for life goes, your desire for your work goes, maybe even your desire for your friends and your family and your children. And that's tough to deal with because now we have that psychological guilt that says you're not supposed to not want to deal with your children. You're not supposed to want to not want to deal with your family and your friends. So what is it that causes us to get that way? And what can we do about it? How can we get ourselves back on track when we find ourselves feeling very lackluster? It's hurting to get out of bed in the morning. Well, these things happen when our plate is just much too full. A lot of us find ourselves multitasking all day long. And I heard a stat recently that said that multitasking has the same effect on your brain as smoking a pound of pot. No, I didn't just stutter. Multitasking has the same effect. I'm assuming that we're talking about confusion. I'm assuming we're talking about the inability to get things done, to actually carry something through to completion. And guess how frustrated that must make you feel when you feel like you're just spinning and spinning and spinning and you're not getting things done. So if your plate is too full and you're not able to follow through on things, that may be one reason why you are experiencing burnout. You might also have some unresolved stress in your life. Maybe it's some recurring stress that comes up in your job or in a relationship, and you just stuff it down and stuff it down and you stuff it down some more and you don't deal with it, and you think if you just smile and you think positively that all of that is going to just go away and everything is going to set itself to right. And then you find that your neck hurts. And then you find that your back hurts. And then you find that you're coming down with some chronic illness in your torso somewhere. And maybe that energy is even bouncing around your body so that your knees are going out for no apparent reason. And other things are going wrong with your body. And you have to stop and ask yourself, what is going on? Maybe it is life management in general that's got you down. Maybe you're a single parent, or perhaps you are struggling to either start or run your business. All of these things can make us feel overwhelmed, can make us feel that we want to just stick our head in the sand and just give up. But that's not the thing to do. That's not the thing to do. These unresolved stresses can actually take up residence in your body and literally just ricochet around for years. So we have to deal with it. We have to deal with the physical stress, and we have to deal with the attitude, the stress that your own thinking causes to put you into that state of being burned out. And what I mean is you're feeling cynical, where nothing is right no matter what. Not the car that was beautiful last year, not your wardrobe that was gorgeous 6 months ago. Nothing is right. Nothing is right. And it can lead to depression. And, you know, sometimes depression can masquerade as burnout. We think that we're burned out and really we're depressed. If you find that it's hard to get up in the morning, see a doctor. If you are having thoughts of suicide, see a doctor. Even if you say to yourself, oh, I would never do that. If it's coming up for you, see a doctor. Do you know someone who is going through these things? You kind of see the stress in their life, but they're stuffing things down. Sometimes signs of suicide can be hard to detect, even in somebody we sleep right next to, even in ourselves. So if you are feeling like you are at the end of your rope, see a professional who has the ability to treat the burnout, the depression, and all of the other, you know, these are signs and symptoms of other things that are going on. So see the doctor and then take a step back. I recommend a long vacation if you're feeling burned out. I personally like to go to an east-facing beach. I get on an airplane and I go someplace where the beach is facing east because I live in California and the beach faces west. Now, a couple of years ago, I moved to a place where my apartment has windows that face east and I can see the ocean out of those windows. And I see the sun come up in the morning and it's kind of freaking me out because I'm feeling like I'm living in a place where the ocean, the sun is supposed to rise out of the ocean in the east and set in the ocean in the west. And so when I'm feeling burned out, I switch that up. I switch that up. So what do you need to do to switch things up in your life? What do you need to do to change? Because the bottom line is burnout is bad. It's bad for your health. It will create heart disease and hypertension and mental challenges like we've been discussing. It can cause havoc in your relationships. So I want to go to a caller that I have on the line, and I know that we normally just have this as a 15-minute little riff between you and me, but there is someone named Letitia on the line who was exactly where she needed to be when she saw the headline of the show tonight, that we are dealing with the burnout. And so I want to talk to Letitia tonight about that and find out what's going on and find out what we can do to pour into her life. Letitia, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, wonderful. Welcome to Legal Biz Cafe. I want you to know you are my very first on-air guest ever on Legal Biz Cafe. So welcome to the show.
Wow, thank you. I'm very honored. Thank you so much.
Well, absolutely. Well, I want to talk to you tonight about this subject. What is it that led you to the show tonight?
Well, you know, just the title itself, you know, beating burnout, you know, being burnt out itself is just, it's something that it takes a toll on a person, and it gets them to a point where you've discussed, you know, feeling depressed, you know, feeling, you know, down and out and not with it, you know, with your work, relationships, you know, and also with my daughter. And mm-hmm. that's something I do not, you know, want to have that feeling that she feels that something is wrong, but she just can't, you know, really tell what's really going on with me.
Are you a single parent?
Yes, I am.
And so do you then find that it's difficult to find that downtime? Like you're always on?
Yes, completely, yes.
Yeah, do you think that might have something to do with the feeling of burnout that you're feeling?
One of the factors, yeah, and doing, you know, doing things so repetitively, you know, continually
yes.
doing the same thing over and over, and, you know, you just can't shake that because it has to be done.
Right. And then you expressed to me when we spoke earlier that there's also that feeling of resistance to actually share these feelings with other people that might be able to help you. And you might even find out that they're feeling the same way. Isn't that correct?
Yes, completely, yes. And
yeah.
fear becomes a factor as well, you know, and not trying to disclose my feelings to other people, you know, and so they won't, you know, look at me a certain way, you know.
Right, right. Because you want to be a superwoman. We all suffer from that.
Exactly.
We all suffer from that. Well, Letitia, I really want to thank you for calling me tonight. And what I would like for you to do is just kind of sit tight and listen in, because I am going to share with you some tips that I think just might help you with this sense of burnout.
Okay.
And I would like to talk to you about coping strategies first. And, you know, the very first coping strategy when you're feeling burned out is really to rest, to do less work and to take your time getting back to work so that you take your time building your endurance back up. And I know that feels counterintuitive to a lot of us, because we as a society really want to work ourselves into an early grave, and there's a sense of pride in doing so. I really want to encourage you to rest. You know, I was in a car accident some years ago, and after about a couple of months, I determined that I was just sick and tired of being injured. And I woke up one morning, it was New Year's Day, the accident had been in September, and I strapped on my tennis shoes and I hit the beach and I started walking, and my back locked up on me. And that walk, which used to take me 40 minutes to do 5 miles, took me 7 hours. I crawled back in the house. I crawled in the bed and I stayed there for a few days. And that's when I realized that I was truly injured. Sometimes we just need to give ourselves that break. Sometimes we just need to let go and realize how much we need the rest, how much we need to share our feelings with someone else. And as I shared with Letitia, she just might find that the people that she's sharing with are in the same condition that she's in, that they are feeling the burnout as well. Burnout is not something that we want to admit to, but pay attention to your body. It's talking to you. Are you tired? Then rest. And for some of us, exercise is really the thing. So you want to exercise to manage your stress levels so that you can get up the next day and do that repetitive thing that Letitia was talking to us about so aptly. And by all means, try to build a better team. How many hats are you wearing? besides looking funny, it's confusing. It's confusing to your psyche to switch lanes over and over and over and over. It's like multitasking, and didn't we already talk about that one? Yes, indeed. Friends, I want to encourage you to avoid burnout altogether if you can, and make some foundational changes in how you approach your life, in how you approach your business, and how you approach your problems. Sigmund Freud told us that the problems we are faced with cannot be solved by the level of thinking that created the problem in the first place. So get yourself a coach and invest in a mastermind group. Hire somebody smarter than you are in that area that's driving you crazy, and then get out of their way and let them do what they do. Honey, pick a lane and stay in it. And that will alleviate an enormous amount of stress out of your life. I want to thank you so much for joining me on this very special episode of Legal Biz Cafe. I am your host, Attorney Sean B. Arnold, reminding you, as always, to maximize your competence, to get the confidence you need to succeed. Please follow me on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter at Sean, S-H-A-U-N-E, Arnold, or call me directly at 213-718-3468. I thank you again for joining me, and I will see you next week on Legal Biz Cafe. Bye-bye, my friends.